Hi everyone, it's been a while, so I have a very good topic to talk about. This is for mga istorya sa gugma, and that is because a lot of people have been asking about like how to move on from their exes or something like that, or from people who aren't even their ex or their boyfriend or their erstwhile boyfriend, or you know what I mean, relationships that you think you are in but wala palang label things like that. So I would like to talk about that because I don't think I'm an expert. Wait lang ha. This guy in the background is I'm distracted. He's a good singer. It's James it's Say You Won't Let Go by Tanner Patrick. It's originally from James Arthur. It's one of my fave, and it reminds me of this certain guy who I have already gotten over, even if hindi naging kami. Lols. Okay, so in most of the books, there's a lot of I think there's a lot of lessons in how you can move on. I think the very good one is with Fran and Heather. The day she's finally single. I'm kind of bulol today. I really want to sleep now, but I can't. I'm supposed to sleep now because, you know, IF, intermittent fasting. I'm trying. I'm so many things to say. Okay, so Fran and Heather. Fran loved Heather for 10 years or so, and then naging sila, blah, blah, blah. But then Heather was this stupid girl who's... she's just selfish, and I don't know why I made her selfish, but most of my girl characters are really kind and nice and all those, and Heather is a bit different. So Fran finally gave up on her. It wasn't an easy task, but for Fran, moving on was like, I have to move on now, like I will decide to move on, not waiting for your time to heal or things like that. Maybe it did happen eventually, but he decided. So that's the key factor of the Fran and Heather moving on part. And he did. He really did. Hindi niya ginamit si AC to move on from Heather, because he's already moved on and he's decided to move on before he courted his best friend AC. So yun, I did like Ace and Fran, but I'm also biased with Fran and Heather because they're so cute, and I love how Heather gets jealous, and Fran is Heather is out of Fran's league, but Heather really did love that guy. She's just selfish and stupid at times, even if matalino siya or intelligent siya. You know, when it comes to love, nagiging bobo daw yung mga people. So that's what happened to Heather, I guess. Moving on. Oh, there's this really great line in A Different Story. Him, Her, and the Blurry Stars. When Cassie, the girl main character, was like, how can you move on from me if parang parate mo kung hinahanap, something like that. Oh my god, I can't remember the thingo, but it's in the book. You should read it. I love those two as well. And then the guy, the boyfriend or the ex-boyfriend during that time of the story, Siegfried Chu, he was like, I will move on, but I don't want to move on alone. I want to move on with you. Yung parang not moving on from her, but moving on with her. So parang he still wants to continue, being with her together. But like move on to a different life. Move on to like a more positive out aspect, si girl. Oh wait, what am I saying? It's not to help you move on. Okay, sorry, wrong. Okay, this is more for people who are still probably in love with those, you know. Okay, so yeah, how do you move on? Especially if, there's so many stories. Because the I Love You With All My Hypothalamus, that one is bit different then. It took years and years for the girl to heal. Because the girl loved the guy for 5 years or so, ba? Tamba? Oh my gosh, I can't even remember. But it's a couple of years. And if you really love someone so much, that deep, I don't think he would move on that fast. Except for Fran. I'm like, I don't know how he did it, but he did. For those of us who doesn't decide to move on, it's more of our friend is time. We wait for our hearts to heal, for us to be able to move on. But wait, I'll give you tips na lang siguro, no? But the stories, you should really read them because you're gonna learn a lot in there. Oh yeah, but yeah, before I give you tips, sorry. There's also a story, ang unang adlaw sa Abril and nagkatapusang adlaw sa Agosto. This is not a long story, it's very short. So it's conversations with Layla and, oh my gosh, I don't know the guy's name. I'm a horrible author, but yeah, there's the girl just wanted to break up with the guy because parang I think she outgrew him somehow. But there's also a really good aspect in there about like love dying, but also even if that love dies, like you can still move on with life and continue to flourish on your own way. Like you don't need other people to make you happy, right? I know it's easy to say, pero I know it's hard, especially for us who are hopeless romantics and all that, like me. Okay, I'm gonna give you some tips. I'm just gonna say that I'm not gonna be a hypocrite, and I don't think there's an easy way of doing it. It's like losing weight. You have to go to the gym, or if you don't want to go to the gym, just do some exercises, do some diet, or at least be healthy. So you have to do something. It's not like and it's all done. So yeah, there is a process, and it differs per person, I think. Yeah, for sure. But there's probably some sameness in some aspects and differences in some, you know, people would do things differently. But hopefully some of this would help you. Yeah. So, ang dami kong intro. Here's another one. Just so you know, and the reason why you're hurting is because you loved, diba? So, yeah, part of life, but that doesn't mean you have to give up because you're heartbroken right now. And this is why you need yourself, especially. You need people around you to help move on, or maybe an activity to help you. Okay, first is feel it. If you're really sad, then be sad. There's nothing wrong with that. Cry if you have to. I do it at night. Shout if you want to go to a mountain like Sagada. You know that movie by Angelica Panganiban and this guy, I forgot his name. This thing called Tanhana something. Tamba? Yeah. That was a really good movie. I liked it. Yeah, if you wanna shout, go. If you wanna smash some glasses or plato, do it, but do it in such a way that you're not gonna hurt yourself or others. I know there are some places that would allow you to smash things that just to let go of those anger. So feel whatever that is that you are currently feeling, because you're just human, you're allowed to feel hurt. And the reason why I'm saying this is because when I had my heart broken, I never did. I sort of just bottled it all up, and over time pala, it's not good, because it has given me some sort of anxiety. So it's good to feel the feelings. I know it's stupid, but pain is pain, right? Okay, so after feeling, number two is love yourself. It is a cliche, a goodness gracious, but it is really important to put some importance in yourself, because when you feel heartbroken, you would feel like it's the end of the world. You would feel like you're not enough. You would feel like no one's ever going to love me again. You know, those sorts of things. But hey, you're you. You're special. You might just be a minute part of the universe, but you are the universe. You know what I mean? Like, a breakup is part of life. But there's more to you than this breakup. So embrace yourself. Love yourself. When before, that 100% of your love was given to that erstwhile stupid boyfriend or whatever, then put that 100% to yourself. Like, make, you know, put an effort to be healthier, put an effort to do exercises. And the reason why I'm saying this, because when you exercise, there's some hormones or whatever it is. I forgot, oh my gosh, this is in my nursing days, wherein it would produce hormones that would make you happy. So if you are really sad, that's also the reason why you eat chocolates. But eat chocolates moderately and then do some exercises. Eat healthy food. Eat banana. Banana has this anti... I forgot the name. I'm going to Google it. What has... But why is banana a happy fruit? Wait long, guys. Why is banana... happy. Ang bagal kong mag-type. So it says here, bananas are a happy fruit as they have tryptophan, which gets converted into serotonin. See, serotonin, that's what I need. So it helps you relax, improve your mood, and generally makes you happier. So yeah, do those things. And if you eat healthier, just listen to what I'm saying, but not what I'm doing. So I'm trying as well. So, if you eat healthier, it would have like a good impact on your body. And at the same, yung bonus na yung magiging like fit ka and like sexier or whatever. That's good. And another friend of mine has told me that your gut has some, ano man tawag doon? My connection, sa emotion, my connection, sa mind. So it's good to have a healthy gut. So what I mean by that is you would have to have a healthy tummy. Okay, yung kinakain mo has to be really good as well. It is very helpful when you are recovering from a heartbreak. So kitayo kasi when we are in experiencing heartbreak, we either did not eat or we eat a lot of unhealthy food, because yun yung ano eh, parang whatever, I'm just gonna eat a burger or fried chicken and all that. Pero we forgot to think na these are just giving us pleasures na super short lived. But what we need are nutrients that would be long lived and will be better for us. I know, and I'm saying these things, but sometimes I'm not doing it. But it's just really good. You should totally do it. It will help you. Think of it this way, Nalam. I know that we think scientists think that emotions are just chemicals. So maybe if you're someone who's like that, maybe think of it that way na lang. So that's why you would want, so that you, it would urge you to go to the gym. Or if you don't want to go to the gym, do something that would, you know, release those serotonins in the body and eat healthier. I know Filipino food are good, but they're so fatty and unhealthy. So let's change our way of living. At the same time, the effect then is you will be healthier, sexier, more beautiful, more pogi or something if you're a guy, of course. Diba? Yeah, that. Next is find people whom you trust that you can talk about it. There are people kasi that we tend to talk to, but at the same time, they're not really hearing you. They're just, my iba tayong friends, they just like giving advices, but they're not really hearing you. Sometimes we don't need the advice. Sometimes we just need people to listen, and choose the right people, because you know, alam naman natin, some of them, they would just spill the beans to other people, and we don't want that. Choose the people, choose your friends, really. Some friends who really, truly care. Friends are like that, naman talaga. They should truly care about your well-being. People who checks in you, even if you're like, oh, I don't want to go to this party. Even if ilang beses mo na silang dinismiss because you're wallowing in your heartbreak or pain. But these are the people who would always check on you. So find those people and then talk about it if you're ready to talk about it. These people, I'm pretty sure they won't judge you. Some of them would probably give you advices and magagalit pa sila because of that guy, but only because they care for you. But it is really good to talk to someone. If you're too shy to talk to your family or your friends, seek someone professionally or talk to a stranger. If you have watch Hello Love Goodbye, it says there that if you actually talk to a stranger, there's no judgment. So maybe you can talk to a stranger, and hopefully that stranger is not connected to the ex. Yeah, so talk to people about it. Like, not naman like super blab on I don't agree though in posting like when you post it on Facebook, like talking shit about the other person, even if that person is really shitty, because I feel like it will downgrade the other person, but at the same time, it will say something about yourself. It would be someone, for me lang, I would just probably be quiet about it and not be too scandalosa about it. I would rather talk about it within my intimate circle, because they would understand. The whole world doesn't need to know that he cheated on you, I think. Like, nasa sa kanya na yan, or nasa other people who's gonna be the next girlfriend or boyfriend, if they will still accept him or something. But to each is his own. Tama ba? Oh my gosh, my brain is really not working. Is his own. Sakto ba? Oh my gosh, to each his own. Yeah, so different folks, different strokes. So it's up to you. If that's what you think could be better for you, like shaming that person on Facebook, then okay. But I don't, for myself, I would never do that. That's just a no-no for me. Okay, I don't know how many what number are we at, but whatever. Okay, because I write books, I would say close the chapter and finish the book. So because we Disney Channel, teleseries with happy endings, Nicholas Sparks telling us that this is true love, and then we imagine that it's gonna be okay, things are gonna be patched up, but we sometimes are living in a fantasy that things are gonna be resolved, because sometimes it doesn't. Life's like that. Like, it's good that it would have, but if it isn't, you just have to, you have to put a stop on it. You have to be in reality. It would be good to have a Prince Charming. It would be good to have a knight, but be your own knight. Be your own savior. Do not let other people do that for you. That's why this is in relation to the love yourself part as well. And if you're grounded in reality, then it'd probably be easier for you to move on. Like ako, it took me years and years because I keep on imagining things that he's still gonna say sorry, which is probably not gonna happen. And sometimes people don't say sorry, and just let it. It's hard to let go, but these things happen. Hindi lahat ng taong gaya mo na marunong magmahal ng wagas. Okay? So you have to move on from not just from the person, but from the fantasy of being with that person. In reality, it's already done and dusted. So ikaw din dapat tapusin mo na. So parang ganun. I know it's very difficult. It may take time for some people, and for other people like Fran, you can just decide to stop that stupid fantasy. No, it's not stupid. Fantasies is what, in fantasy, yung mga your reason why I made good stories because of it. So yeah, stop fantasizing. Artista na lang yung fantasize para hindi masyadong masakit. Nux. Okay, so the more you let go of that fantasy, the more that you will be in reality, right? So once you're in reality, that's when you would feel the pain siguro of the loss and all that. Kasi yung parang nauubos na yung, I don't want you to stop hoping, but also at the same time, set yourself a limit. So, yun. Shucks, I don't know what to say anymore. Ang dami kasi nasa utak ko and my brain is just like not functioning well talaga. Yun. Yeah, be in reality. Start. Let go of that whatever fantasy that you have. Eventually, yeah? Slowly. Or rapidly, depending on what your coping mechanism is. Oh my gosh, kung ano na nang pinagsasabi ko. Just listen to what you want to listen. what else, Bob? Oh, yeah, this one is really good. Go out, do something that you haven't done, or do something that you are really passionate about. Do something that you've always wanted to do and haven't done because, you know, you're without relationship. Yeah, so, for example, I liked writing since then and I stopped doing it for a while. And then when I broke up with that certain person, I wrote one of the most beautiful stories. So use that as a fuel for your next passion project or whatever it is that you want to do in life. Instead of wallowing in that pain, is what I have earlier said, you can use that as a strength on something that you can do in the now and in the future. So also, maybe I just want to say, stop being too hard on yourself. In life, pain happens. And that is only because it's a product of you loving someone. But at the same time, life is a journey. So maybe just consider it as like a pit stop or nasiraan ka ng sasakyan. But then eventually it will get fixed and you will get to the journey again. And just continue enjoying it until you reach that destination. And I'm a believer that the journey is as important as the destination. Yeah? Okay. One thing, but accept the fact that maybe there's someone else for you. Or second, maybe it's the same person, but it's just not the right time. Kung kayo. Third is that maybe you're not meant to be with someone. Maybe you're okay being by yourself. And there's nothing wrong with that. One thing lang siguro, I know it's very difficult. Sometimes we tend to become bitter because of the pain. Don't let the pain change you in a negative way. Let the pain change you in a positive way. Don't be better. Don't be bitter. Be better. Yeah. Another thing, siguro, and this is in relation to the fantasy part, huh? You may want to reduce communication with that person, otherwise, unless you've already cut off contact with that person. Oh, because I'm always friends with my exes, so I always have this, I know, constant communication, which is probably not good, especially if you're healing. So it would be good to lessen the contact, but you would have time for yourself. Because if you do contact a lot, parang you would hope by even if wala na pala sa other side. So don't what is it? No, not paasa. Don't asa. Don't asa. That's it, I think. Yeah, I mean, there's always hope in this world, but like what I've said, put a limit. Just put yourself first. And there's another thing that people would always tell me, that they would be needing closure or forgiveness. Sometimes it's not given to you. You have to give yourself your own closure if hindi man mabigay ng other person. So, ayun, for me, I used to be like, oh, but he didn't even say sorry, blah, blah, blah. But what, it never happened after 3 years. So you just have to forgive yourself. You know what? You should ask sorry to yourself. Because you have... Because by doing this, by wallowing in that pain, you're also hurting yourself. You have to ask forgiveness from yourself. Because you're going to be... You're better than this. You can be more, Nux. Yeah, and aside from you know, asking forgiveness from yourself and eventually forgiving yourself, maybe try to forgive the person when the time is right. Some pains are greater than others, and some are minor, and it's easy to forgive. So, yeah, give yourself the kind of peace that you would want yourself to have. Peace is really good, because if you're always thinking too much, it will affect so much in your life. Like for example, because you're only thinking of this person, and wala ka nang time to think about your family or your friends. And sometimes these are the people who, you know, whom you need to give more importance to, because they're the ones who are there. Again, mahirap, but go out of that pain. There's more outside of that pain. And I think I'm almost done. Last na siguro ne. No, not yet pa. Oh my gosh, I'm so libog. I mean, I'm talking in Bisaya, ha? I'm confused. That means confused. So, do not blame yourself. Sometimes we always think that it's our fault, but it's never your fault, especially if you get cheated on. But if not cheated on, for example, you guys broke up, it takes two to tango, eh? So probably some on their side and on your side, there's something wrong. Hindi talaga ma-fix it, eh? Kaya that's why you guys broke up. So you just have to move on and accept that. What else? Meron akong gustong sabihin and I forgot. What was it? It was really, really important. Oh, yeah. This is in the Heather and Fran story. So, even if you've broken up, I am a firm believer that you can still love that person. For me, kasi, love is like an energy. And you know how energy doesn't just fade away? It will change. So, for example, from chemical to mechanical energy to light energy. So for maybe a few years back, you have loved that person romantically, and then eventually the love became friendship or like family. You don't have to stop loving that person, but maybe the kind of love is just different. Because I think, naman, if you really did love that person, I don't think you can unlove that person. It will just change into a different kind of energy or a different kind of love. So, yun. I hope you learned something. Oh my gosh, it's almost 30 minutes and I think I should wrap it up. I hope you listen to the other ones in this podcast. And we also are going to be having another podcast series with my friends, and I hope you will support that. Thank you so much. This is Author B. Bye.